I have a question.
Okay, good, because this is the segment where we deal with random life questions.
When you are on a public transportation vehicle, train, bus, okay, whatever.
Sure.
What do you think the normal amount of scratch lottery tickets a normal person would use during a journey on a bus or train?
Not like like what's it called?
A like, monorail?
Not like pull. Monorail? Less than pull tabs, right?
It's not pull tabs. It's scratch lottery tickets.
I don't know. What do you think, Rick? I think maybe five. I think five. I'm sure. I'm sure someone had way more than that. Yeah, and I'm sure that Rick wasn't paying any attention.
I was getting trivia ready.
Okay.
Rick, I'll restate the question. How many scratch lottery tickets would be a normal number of scratch lottery tickets to power through on a little trip on the light rail?
I mean, zero?
What?
But I'll go four.
That's what I said. Or did I say five?
Oh, you did? Would 100 be weird?
Maybe.
Were they scratching them or were they scanning the backs of them?
Yes.
Okay. That seems like a lot.
So when Rick and I hung out last, we watched a little comedy situation, and I rode the light rail back to my part of Seattle. And on this light rail, there was a man who had a book of scratch lottery tickets that was, I kid you not, almost an inch thick. He proceeded to scratch those tickets the entire hour-long ride of the light rail all the way to the final destination and did not show any ounce of joy through the entire process.
How do you think those were like dollar tickets or $5?
Oh, they were the $5 ones. Tickets. They were the big ones.
So, I mean, you're talking $500 at least. And no winners.
His face did not light
up once.
Maybe
like a dollar or two somewhere in
it,
there.
Well, it wasn't enough to excite him. I couldn't see. He was a few rows away, but that was an expensive light rail trip for this guy.
Yeah. He's taking light rail to save money on parking.
but blows $500 in scratch tickets because he can't keep himself occupied.
Hey, I don't want to judge the guy too harshly. you gotta do what you gotta do.
Well, and I mean, scratch lottery tickets too. It's like one step above pull tabs.
Right.
Like, there's not a lot of entertainment value there.
Right. I mean, I have seen Rick with 0 ounce of joy blow through $100 of pull tabs pretty quick at a bar.
Yeah, but you're also like socializing and drinking. You're not by yourself with headphones on a light rail.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Speaking of socializing and drinking, do you have a beverage, Ryan?
I do have a beverage. I am drinking a Elderflower Tonic G&T.
Okay. Nice.
What are you drinking, Bill?
Well, I'm going to mix myself a little beverage here. I've got myself some ice and a nice $4.99 bottle of Portugal wine from Costco.
Nice.
And I'm going to put some of that in there with that ice.
I do like a Portugal wine.
Mm-hmm.
I like the...
And then I'm going to add a cherry limeade Waterloo to that and make myself a nice little cherry lime wine spritzer.
That's on brand.
Cheers.
Cheers. Rick,
I went to a retirement party a few minutes ago that had free beers at it, and I had a few IPAs.
Uh-huh.
Then went to another event, and now I am home and I'm going to drink a Liquid Death.
Okay, sounds good.
So that's where we're at.
We will allow it.
All right. Who is ready for some trivia?
Let's do trivia.
Wait a minute.
We watched a movie.
Yep. What movie did we watch?
We started the summer of Fast and Furious. So we are watching the original movie, The Fast and the Furious.
Perfect. Well, with trivia, we have a new trivia game today. It's going to be a quick one.
Perfect. You're welcome.
It's going to be a competition between Phil. Yeah, a competition.
I just, if Ryan said that, we'd never live it down. So I can't let you squeeze out. Competition.
I didn't have enough time to get it all taken care of.
But clean that thing.
I think we're going to be.
By the way, audience, ready. Welcome back. We had a little summer break before the summer of Fast and Furious, so buckle in. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a little bit.
And there was an outcry from some of our listeners. Hey, how come there's no new episodes? Sorry, Steven. Yeah. Okay, so the competition here is going to be between Ryan and Bill. Okay. You guys will both have a chance to answer this question. Ooh. Whoever gets it right gets a point. And there's only going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions total.
Best of 5 wins. Okay.
Highest score wins. Every is worth 1 point. If there's a tie, I don't know what we're going to do, but I don't foresee it happening.
Okay. Let's go. Who goes first?
Who's going to go coin toss first? Okay. First person to answer this Ready? Trivia question.
1, 2, 3, shoot. 1, 2, 3, shoot.
They play paper, rock, scissors. They went scissors. One, they both went paper.
1, 2, 3, shoot. Yeah.
Bill wins with rock.
I go first.
All right.
It's weird because on my screen, I'm like, he's obviously going to win because he can see what I'm doing 10 seconds before he does it. But
here's what we're going to do in this game, just in case there's a tie. The first question, I'm not going to give you the answer if no one gets it right, and we'll go back to it with clues.
This wrinkle.
This is a nice wrinkle.
All right. Okay. Now, this is summer of Fast and Furious.
Too fast. Yeah.
I don't want anybody to try and correct me on these answers. I looked them up as fast as I could. I think they're all going to be correct. I don't want to hear anything from the listeners or the people participating
in the
game.
Good luck.
Good. Way to engage our audience, Rick.
Bill.
Hey, if you're listening to this, shut up and don't tell me about it.
What movie have we watched on this podcast that stars a 1962 pink Cadillac convertible?
The movie stars.
I mean, I don't know if it stars. None of these movies star on any cars. I just like to say it that way. There's a pink 1962 Cadillac convertible in this movie.
Is this where Ryan's term Cadillacs come from things he doesn't like in a movie?
I'm not sure.
I am gonna say that it was Goodfellas.
Incorrect. Ryan?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Incorrect. Okay, let's move on.
Do I still go first or does Ryan go first?
I think Ryan goes first now.
Sure, that makes sense.
We're going to alternate.
I mean, hey, you're the trivia boss.
Right.
Trivia boss.
Bill. I mean, Ryan. What movie stars a 1974 Dodge Monaco sedan?
Oh, Blues Brothers.
Correct. I don't know if it was in the 2001, but
you correct. It was the correct. Same car.
All right, so now, since you got it right...
Hot hand.
Winner takes it.
We're going to alternate.
Oh, yeah, we're going to alternate. Okay, Bill, what movie stars a red 1958 Cadillac convertible?
What was that high school movie that takes place in Texas with Ben Affleck and Matthew McConaughey?
Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused.
No. Ryan?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Correct.
Yes. Let's go.
All right. Who gets to go this time?
It's alternating is mine. Ryan. Yeah.
How are you this bad at this?
Ryan, what movie contains a 1959 Cadillac Miller Meteor Sentinel? I'm only going to say those words.
But keep in mind, this is just a guest starring role. This is the first Cadillac, one he didn't say stars this vehicle.
Miller Meteor Sentinel and something else that you don't want to say because it'll give it up.
Yes, correct.
Deer Hunter.
No, and I think to make this game interesting, I'm going to give Bill the last word of this.
That's fine.
A 1959 Cadillac Miller Meteor Sentinel Ambulance.
I know the answer.
See, I knew you would.
Ghostbusters.
Correct. The Ecto-1.
Woo! Okay, I'm still in it. Ooh. I can tie here with the last question, and then we go back to the first question.
Yeah, weird, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad. If I would have said ambulance, would you have known?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right. 1980. What movie contained the 1980 Pontiac Trans Am Black?
Whose question?
Mine. Bill's question.
1980 Pontiac Trans Am.
Wait a minute. Black. Wait. But I'm finding some problems here. I don't think it matters. There's a chance it's also a 1977 Pontiac Trans Am. It doesn't matter. Okay. Right, Ryan? You know the answer.
Yeah, I know the answer. It doesn't matter.
I know. And I don't know which year it is. But it's if you don't know it by the first two words, you don't know it.
Pontiac Trans Am. I know what that car is.
Well, then you should definitely know what the movie is.
Really?
Yeah.
I would think so.
I mean, I want to say Smokey and the Bandit.
Correct. All right.
So we're all tied up.
The Screaming Chicken.
Woo! Back to the first question.
Okay.
Ryan's turn to go first.
Okay. I'm going to give you small clues towards this movie as we go.
Okay.
The 19, what did I say? 62 pink,
it's a Cadillac.
Pink Cadillac convertible. Mm-hmm. The people in the car are on their way to a bar. Ryan?
Is this Deer Hunter?
No. That is a Cadillac in that movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's white, though.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. Bill, same clue for you. Because you'll get to get another clue next. You get two guesses in a row.
Ryan gets... No. Oh, I get... Okay, Ryan, because yeah, we alternate. Yeah. Okay, okay.
How are you so bad at this?
I'm gonna say a pink Cadillac convertible. I'm going to say True Romance.
Incorrect. Mm. Oh, boy. Bill.
Yeah.
The license plate of this car says Lisa.
Weird Science.
Correct.
The answer is always Weird Science.
I know. That's like Rick's favorite movie. Bill, he puts it in trivia every time.
Bill wins trivia.
That was a pretty epic comeback.
Excellent. I liked it. Way to go, Rick.
For as
disjointed and terrible as that was your best trivia ever.
I think, yeah. Well, we did it. I had to do some car trivia for Fast and Furious.
Hey, you got to be careful throwing around movie titles here.
What we're talking about today is
The Fast and the Furious. Okay?
Okay.
So let's walk through what is the plot of this movie.
Okay.
Ryan, give me a 2-minute synopsis of this movie.
So Paul Walker's character is a undercover police agent who's trying to infiltrate a theft ring, which is stealing truckloads of electronic goods throughout Southern California.
What kind of electronic goods?
DVD players.
DVD players.
And only because this is going to become extremely important in future episodes, let's keep in mind that he is an LAPD officer. Mm-hmm. Ryan works for the LAPD.
Yes, but he's also liaisoning with the FBI. The FBI is in the picture, right?
Are they?
In the first movie? I don't think so.
Isn't the head dude is the FBI guy? The black guy?
No, I think he's the police commissioner for the city of LA.
Okay. I feel like the FBI is involved at this point.
It's been a couple weeks since I watched this movie because it took us a little bit to get together. So I'll grant you, it's possible the FBI does decide to get involved.
Right.
But Brian works for the LAPD.
Brian Earl Spillner is working for the LAPD and infiltrating a street racing scene to try and get to the bottom.
Sure, his name's O'Connor.
O'Connor? Who's Brian Spillner? Yeah.
I have no idea who Brian Earl Spillner is, but the guy we're talking about, Paul Walker's character, is Brian O'Connor.
Sure. So he's trying to infiltrate this street racing gang, quote unquote, which is really a family that works out of a workshop, and he ends up falling in love with one of the members of this quote unquote gang, and ends up trying to bust them, but also free them at the same time.
Yes. Okay. Rick, anything to add?
Ja Rule's plot. In this movie.
No, plot.
Oh. No.
I think there's like a few things. Like, one, Brian is not intentionally trying to infiltrate this gang because he suspects them of being the ones that are robbing the DVD players, right?
Right.
Like, there is this gang, the Toretto family gang, and then there is also the Johnny Tran Chinese mafia gang, and there is also the Hispanic gang that are all doing crime and racing cars.
Okay, I was not wrong. Brian Earl Spillner is the nickname or the alias that he is working under as his undercover agent. Brian O'Connor is his real name.
Gotcha. Okay, so Brian Spillner is his undercover.
Correct, agent. Yes. Very deceptive.
He didn't want to be caught. He had to call himself Brian, though, so he wouldn't get confused.
Right.
He gets confused.
And it's also interesting that all of these crime families participate in the same street racing dance club?
Yes. It's a rave and street racing and a fashion show.
And the ultimate place where you get jumped into a gang is if you go compete in the appropriately named racing competition, Race Wars.
Yes.
There's no Race War. Wait.
Yeah. Oh, there's Race Wars.
In one?
Yes.
It was Race Wars in one? Okay.
Yeah.
That's where Jesse loses his sweet Jetta. Volkswagen Jetta.
Yep. Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yep. It was his
Johnny Tran, who's got $100,000 under the hood of his Honda S2000.
I think that flub from me there is going to bring up something. I think that between the three of us, we've seen some of these movies in our past, but none of us have seen all of them.
Correct.
Yes. We had obviously all seen this one before, right?
We're going to let these movies exist in as we watch them. We will not be referencing anything that's going to happen or that we know happens in the future. We're going to talk about them as they come.
But we will constantly be referencing the ones that we've already talked about. So these episodes will get longer and longer as we go.
We also want to talk about Race Wars.
Right. Is it funny that he's trying to figure out if it's the white guy, the Chinese guy, or the Mexican guy, and the way to do it is to participate in Race Wars?
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll get into it. We'll keep going here.
Okay, so let's move to our next. So our next segment here, right, is what is this movie saying? Why was this movie made?
To make money.
This movie exists for pure testosterone.
Right. So, like, this movie was just a fun summer movie, like one of those, like, now, no one in this movie was a big star when this movie was made.
Correct.
Right? It involves a few musicians or people from the rap community.
I mean, Ja Rule is barely in this movie.
Right.
He's not Tyree.
Yep.
No one else is in this.
Stop.
Ja Rule is not
in this movie a lot.
Not a lot. He's not really that into it.
Right. Can we just like say like this movie? I think Rick, you're the one who brought this up to me when we were pre-talking about this a little bit.
Pre-talking.
This movie follows a very similar pattern to Point Break.
Yes, it's the same movie.
Right. Like, it was like, let's remake Point Break about racers instead of surfers. Right?
Right. With an undercover cop who's getting into the life of these action sports kind of guys.
And becoming, like, emotionally invested in the relationships, not wanting to believe that they're the ones that are pulling off these crimes.
I mean, spoiler alert, it kind of ends the same, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. And the, like, look of betrayal on the face of the criminal, right?
Right, yeah.
There's a piece of these movies that I think we're going to, like, need to keep referencing.
But we haven't, we don't know that yet. We've only seen this one.
Right, so, like, in this movie, who are the good guys and who are the bad guys?
There are no...
No,
There are no good guys.
Yeah, it's all...
So there's no good guys in this movie?
I don't think so. I mean,
cops?
Well, there aren't a lot of cops in this movie.
And they're, but in this movie, none of the cops are corrupt or like covering things up.
Who are the cops in this movie?
There's like his guy that put him under, and then there's the senior officer that wants to bust him and thinks he's a screw up, and you know.
Sure, but all cops are bastards. You know what I mean? So like
ACAB.
I think that those guys aren't they're not characters in the movie.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. So everybody's bad.
Everyone in this movie's bad. Even Brian.
Yeah. I mean, by the time it's over.
Right. So this is Brian's Breaking Bad movie.
Right. This is where he breaks bad.
Right.
Right. Because he would be like, uphold the law. The law is most important at the beginning of this movie. And this movie is really about him and the way he decides he'd rather be on the side of the criminals than the side of the law.
Well, and if they ever make a sequel to it, maybe we'll find out, you know, if he does anything different.
If they ever make 10 sequels to it.
Yeah. Well, another thing about this podcast, everybody, I guess we'll talk about it later. Okay, so yeah, they're all bad guys.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a good guy in the movie?
No.
Maybe the tuna sandwich.
I think maybe. But I do think that this movie is trying to blur lines and like create blurred lines of saying that like basically, like, everyone has their reasons and everyone has their motives, and good guy is relative based on your perspective, right?
Right.
But they really want you to like Vin Diesel in this movie and to relate to him, even though, you know, he was in prison for a violent assault and he is risking people's lives by violently stealing electronics to fund his rebuilding of his dad's car.
Right. So, and I think part of that is where the target demo of this movie is towards the people that are in this younger demographic, the street racing scene. They're like, these are the people we want to come out and spend money on this movie, not the people that are cops and not the people that are shipping electronics across state lines. They want to make
Wouldn't it be weird if someone made a movie that appeals?
It's probably like a corporate trading film.
Well, actually, in this movie,
truck driver safety video. That's the video that is.
Yeah.
Whose audience is people shipping DVD players across state lines?
We can only talk about one movie at a time.
I know.
Because I think that this movie does glorify some truck drivers and how much they're willing to do to protect their equipment, merchandise.
Oh, right. They're willing to fight back for those DVD players.
Do you think there was a... Do you guys remember back in... When did this come out? 2000?
2001?
I was going to say, this movie came out in 2001, so we were all 20.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw this movie in the theater.
Right, me too.
Yep,
yeah,
same.
Probably together.
So we all saw this movie in the theater. Right. We all saw this movie in the theater when we were 20, right?
Yep.
None of us were Thug Life. None of us were street racers, right? But this movie was for us.
Well, I would say that I was...
This movie was for us, by us. Right.
I was import car street racing adjacent.
Right.
In that time.
No, I'm not saying I didn't go to Great Wall Mall looking for illegal halogen headlights for my car.
Great Wall Mall.
Is there... do you guys think that... Have you ever known of a ring of racing like the level they show in this movie?
No.
Hundreds of people in cars.
Where are all of these girls coming from that are super into cars?
Right. I guess I should also tell you guys, as this podcast progressed through the summer, I have 0.0 car knowledge. So there's going to be some questions that I'm not going to understand.
So this movie
go with it.
Was made for you.
Kind of, except I didn't learn anything.
That's because there was nothing to learn.
Sure. Right.
I learned that NOS makes a car go fast.
I learned what a Supra was, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I knew what a Toyota Supra was.
That's because that's this movie, right? That's what he drives.
Yeah.
That's the orange
car. Okay. Yeah.
Can't you guys see me driving that car?
If you had
that was a really
if you had $100,000,
yeah.
No, like today.
No, $100,000 today.
Yeah, that specific one.
Okay, Let's take a quick break, and then we will come back and talk cars, and specifically Cadillacs.
There's no Cadillacs in this movie.
There might be.
Oh, Ryan left.
Check out. Shit, I forgot what it's called. It's in Portland. It's the hair place. Man, they've been sponsoring us for 2 years. What's it called? It's called Hairpin Salon. That's what it's called. Yeah. Check out Hairpin Salon in Portland. Google it.
And we're back.
We're back. Okay. So what Rick alluded to in our trivia, for those of you that may be like new listeners to the show that are, you know, jumping in on year four here because you love Fast and the Furious.
Yes. Ni hao.
Ryan once had a problem with a Cadillac in a movie, and so we adopted the term Cadillacs to be something that, like, doesn't fit or takes us out of the story and just, like, breaks from the vibe, right?
Yeah,
am I
totally
summarizing that right?
Yeah. No, it's something that is so either factually incorrect or just an image that strikes you that's so in...
Right. Or something that's anachronistic.
Yeah, not in character, just sticks out like a sore thumb.
I would like to institute a new rule for the summer of furiousness.
Okay.
I don't think our Cadillacs, unless they're just... You can't have more than one physics Cadillac.
Don't worry about it. No, it's remember, it's within the movie. Like, you're not going to be like, oh, lightning can't shoot out from a hammer in a Marvel movie. That can't be your Cadillac because that movie is about that.
Sure. Okay. I'm dead. I just wanted to throw it out there that I think there's certain things we shouldn't.
Yeah.
This movie, you
can go down a rabbit hole of Cadillacs.
Have you seen the A-Team? Have you seen the A-Team movie?
I think so. I saw the TV show a lot.
But I like the A-Team movie a lot.
Yeah, obviously.
I think they did a really good job with it. One of my favorite parts is where they drive a tank out of an airplane that's about to get shot down and then steer the tank while it's falling by firing the cannon.
Right.
Well, I always liked in Speed. So have you ever seen Speed?
Yes.
When the bus jumps the freeway that's broken, how does the front of the bus lift up?
Go up that high? Yeah.
It's a straight. Yeah,
and it hits on its tail. Back
yeah.
wheels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, and there's a few things like that in this movie.
Sure.
That, you know, we all get it. We know what's okay. going on here.
I have one question, and I don't know where else it fits. So I'm asking it in Cadillacs here. Okay.
Sure. Okay.
Is NOS a thing?
Yes.
Yes. I do know that.
So nitrous oxide is not only the laughing gas, but it also they put it in whipped cream to propel it to it's an edible gas that's also compressed as a propellant. But the
you talk about whipped cream, now you're speaking my language.
Right.
Yeah.
So the purpose of it in a racing application is you're adding a dense source of oxygen so that then you can add mm-hmm. more fuel to create more combustion.
Okay.
So when you're racing and you both have NOS
mm-hmm.
and someone hits their NOS button and then someone goes, too early.
Too soon.
And then,
soon,
and then they hit it and then they get to go
and
faster.
They shoot way faster.
Right.
how does that help?
It's all about how much of a shot you have. So you can have uh-huh. 50 horsepower, 100 horsepower, 200 horsepower.
Now, they're alluding to that they just blew their load too early, not that they had more of it.
Well, so that's the thing. If you have...
But when you run out, you're going to lose that.
Correct.
You're start to slow down.
And also, if you go too soon, that means that you're going to run out of power sooner regardless. So
I understand this, definitely.
Right. So the guy who's too soon, Junior, was going to run out of power no matter what. And the mm-hmm. other guy's just like, ha-ha, I'm going to totally clown on you by going way faster.
Okay. Right. It's like you're trying to hit your top speed and have that, like, the top of the parabola that is speed is peaking right as you're about to cross the finish line. So you don't... So you're not slowing down.
How many times can you do it?
Well,
if you have two buttons, you can do it twice.
Two bottles, the big ones.
How come you couldn't put a bunch of, and you do it like every, you know,
so the thing about,
20th of a mile?
The thing about nitrous oxide is it's very aggressive and it tends to break things. So if your motor's not built correctly and you just push the button and it gives too much, you just blow your motor up. And that's what happened to Paul Walker in the green Mitsubishi, where he had the danger to manifold or whatever, the very first scene, he went too much. And he overlooked all of the warning signs, and he tried to push his motor too far.
You mean when he almost had Vin Diesel?
Yes.
He never even had his car.
Yeah.
You know,
so this leads into one of my big statements about this movie. They did enough research to get it 75% right. Like, they had the right terms. They had a lot of the right, like, brands, the right terminology. But they just fell short on the last, like, 25% of actually getting it right to where it's laughable if you know what they're talking about.
Oh, which I don't. But I do remember
but
when
if they got it right, would it either be not as exciting or not as accessible to a layperson?
Oh, it definitely wouldn't be as accessible. But people who know what they're talking about, it's like, this movie's ridiculous, but they also love it.
But I feel like that's fine. I feel like you have to do that all the time, right? Like, you have to simplify things to appeal to the masses. So, and that's why I kind of was talking about when Rick was like, this is for the street racing community. No, it was for the street racing adjacent community.
Right.
It was for the wannabes.
And so the other thing is, at this time, like, I was in a couple of different import car forums, which was a huge thing at this time. Like, the forums were where all of it was at. All of the actual things that this movie was depicting as going on were happening in internet forums. And so there was so much shit talking about this movie, about how they didn't get this right and they didn't get this right and how this is so silly. But they missed the point in that it was entertainment for the masses.
In 2001, I can't even remember being in a forum.
Well, you're not a nerd like me.
No, I know. It's just, it's a whole, I do remember really being, okay, have you ever went back and watched a movie and been like, what was that? Because I remember being like, oh, the coolest part of this movie is when they like show the animation of like how like the car starting, like the combustion.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The inside of the fuel. Motor. Yeah.
I thought that was so cool. And now I'm like, it was a cartoon. it might as well have been the DNA guy from Jurassic Park.
Right. Like,
this is how you start a car.
DNA.
it was really weird. But anyway, I think that this movie. Let's get into.
Is there anything else that you're like? Oh, I want to make sure I talk about this.
I have a Cadillac.
Okay,
let's hear it.
If you were going to steal electronics out of a truck with your cars, why do you bring the least inconspicuous cars you could find? The brightest colors, body kits.
But they only use those cars for the heist.
Right. Neon lights.
Like, how? Here's in 2001. Mm-hmm. How many DVD players do you have to steal to pay for those cars?
1,000.
How much are the DVD players worth?
$100.
$100.
Probably. They're probably more than that then, but not much, you know. Black market, okay, you probably get $100.
So if you steal 1,000, you're talking about $100,000. Mm-hmm. And how many? And they're using three souped up
per car. Yeah, no, it's more. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's so 3,000, 5,000 DVD players, right? And every time you steal some, you are risking destroying those cars.
So in 1995, when this model of Honda Civic was made, they were $12,700 MSRP. Now, let's imagine they added...
I don't think those were stock.
I was just about to get to that. Let's imagine they added 50% of the value in mods.
Okay.
So you're talking about less than $20,000 vehicle. You got three of them. So $60,000 worth of cars plus some guns and stuff. You're going to have to rob a lot of trucks.
I would say, though, you say half the value in mods. I think there's more than that.
Yeah.
Because, like, those things had computers in them. In 2000...
Well, but they're like, stealing electronics already, so aren't they stealing this stuff, too?
Maybe. I don't know. Well, I kind of always
assumed they have the hookup. They have the hookup at the speed shop with the guy that, you know, who wants to be in their gang that's, like, helping them out.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you're not getting $80 for a DVD player that you steal in mass.
No. You're getting right? $40.
You're selling those for $20. Yeah. Exactly. You're getting a cut to a fence.
I don't think they're selling them. I mean, they're selling them all in bulk.
Right.
You know what? I think we'll probably get to money at some point, so I don't think we need to worry about it currently.
I'm reminded that this reminds me of I've moved to our segment, This Reminds Me. This reminds me of...
This is how you remind me. We should put a little drop in there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, we should. That one, right there. this reminds me of when we were first starting this podcast.
4 years ago.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And... the entire time, Rick was like, I don't understand money.
Well, I don't understand money.
Mm-hmm. At least you in lived Fast in this time.
And the Furious. Sure, but it does still, I think that's why, you know, you talk about like, who's the good guy, who's the bad guy. It's hard to say you're a bad guy because you're stealing DVD players. If they were drug dealers, if they were arms dealers, it's easier to dislike them. But right. I mean, sure, there's a lot of collateral damage, but you can't think about that or else you can't even enjoy anything, right? Mm-hmm. That's like a Marvel movie. You can't, if you think about collateral damage, the Hulk murders a billion people every day when he's crushing buildings.
Star Wars or any of them.
That's what the Marvel movies become at the end. It's like they made a whole movie about like a court case about the property damage against the Avengers and their legal liability.
Sure. It's like A Few Good Men, but with the Avengers in it.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah. A Few Good Gods.
Now, why doesn't Brian like crust on his tuna sandwiches?
How old?
Who, me? Crust is one of the best parts.
Oh, well, good crust is good. White bread crust is bullshit.
Do you, Bill, do you eat pizza crust?
No.
Grow up. What is wrong with you?
Sometimes if I have something to dip it in, like an extra cup of sauce or garlic butter, I'll eat the crust.
You're telling me you eat the crust if you could turn it into more pizza? Good. Yeah. Cool. Good job.
Or if it's stuffed with cheese and pepperoni, I'll eat it.
Cool.
Oh, you don't eat the crust. What is wrong with you?
If I want a loaf of bread, I'll buy a loaf of bread. I don't like bread. I don't really like bread.
I did see one time I saw a car, like a, you know, one of these kind of cars from the movie, driving down the street, and on the bumpers it said tuna, no crust.
Right.
Uh-huh. That was kind of funny. I was like, oh, that's a fun little thing.
I will make pizzas on tortillas at home sometimes instead of pizza crust.
Speaking of race wars.
You're going to start one with that comment.
Or I also like to bake potatoes and then make like pizza toppings on baked potatoes. Potato pizzas. I like both of those better than crust. I don't like crust.
Wow.
The name crust. No one ever is like, oh, that's crusty. Oh, good. That must mean it's good. No, crusty means gross.
Sometimes.
Okay. No, it doesn't. Ask Pauly Shore.
What's your favorite crusty thing?
Sourdough bread.
Pizza.
Okay. We should probably, unless you guys have any other thoughts.
I have just a couple quick questions because I think this one is one of the main movies this happens in. I was alive, but Ryan, you could probably pinpoint it better. Mm. When did body kits become popular?
In this kind of context, probably mid to late 90s.
And then when did they stop being popular?
I mean, depends on who you ask. I mean, there's some guys still rock them, but.
Yeah, but pretty rare. Isn't it weird how. Do you remember those 5 years or so when it was just like every car was modded out to the nuts with like just trash? I mean, like
fiberglass bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah. The highest spoilers you could ever find. Mm-hmm. And like
that was really like a 1995 to like a 2006 kind of situation
on your Dodge Neon,
which
or your
was
Toyota
the
Corolla
height of this movie.
Right. Yeah, on your Corolla or your Dodge Neon or your Civic. Yeah. It was always Civics. All of the Civics.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I had a Civic that had some bullshit on it. I will admit.
I had a Toyota Corolla with it had really dark tints on the windows. It had the, like, plastic window shade.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Smoker shields, they call them. Yeah.
Yeah, that went over all the windows. Had a big spoiler. Had an extra loud rice burner muffler.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a couple of Civics, too.
My my first real car that I bought with my own money was a Civic hatchback on 17s, lowered, like, 3 inches, scraped on everything, loud as fuck, tinted totally black, and I had the last thing I put on it before it died. It was the LED windshield washer squirters. That was the fucking shit.
Why don't we bring that stuff back now?
I don't know. So I feel like this is probably.
Called windshield washer squirters.
What would you call them?
No, it's perfect. I know exactly what you're talking about. I might have said sprayer, but like squirter is the way to go. Anyway, what, Bill?
I think this is the perfect time to mention, I don't know if we mentioned it or not, that like around the time this movie came out, Rick and I were the two night managers of a McDonald's. And these girls that we knew that would like come through every night that worked at this bank across the street, like they finished closing up the bank and come through the McDonald's drive-thru. And we'd like hang out the window and talk to them as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And They like came through one time and they had Hawaiian seat covers.
Oh yeah, yeah, their... the flowers, right?
Yeah.
I forget what they're called.
And they had just got them, and we were like, "Those are cool. Where'd you get those?" And she was like, "We just got them at Costco. There were like only five left." And so Rick and I didn't send one person to go get two.
We both went.
Shut the store down so that we could both run over there and each get a set of Hawaiian seat covers.
Yeah, because you needed
them. Me for my Toyota Corolla, him for his Dodge Neon.
I remember this vividly, except for the fact, who had a Costco membership?
I don't know, but you know we did.
I know we did. I remember doing it, but I don't know how we got into Costco.
It must have been like one of our parents or something.
I guess.
Or maybe really those weird girls went with us.
Maybe.
Hey, can you get us into the Costco so we can buy some Hawaiian car seat covers?
Ryan, I guess
right
I should.
Now?
I guess you know that Costco was open, but do you want to guess what time of day this was that we closed the store?
And remember, like, the store is a McDonald's.
Yeah, like oh, 2 p.m.
Wait, let me tell you. It's the McDonald's right next to a mall. Yeah. By the South Center Mall. On,
and like, remember, these girls had just finished closing the bank.
Oh, yeah, so like 6, 5:30, 6?
No, they hadn't closed the bank. This was lunch rush when we left.
Oh, maybe it was, yeah.
It was like 1:30.
Yeah.
Closed the whole McDonald's. Insane.
Yeah.
Didn't we leave? No, that was the other time. One time we also closed the lobby. We left the drive-thru
open.
When
we took all the petty cash to buy Pop Rocks?
Yeah, we went and bought, I bought Nerds too, because we wanted to make our own Blizzards. So we were like, my favorite Blizzards.
Where did you work?
Well, no, we wanted my favorite Blizzard when I was a kid was with Nerds in it.
Right.
And they quit making it. So we made McFlurries at McDonald's. So I went to the store, but I had to close the restaurant down to go to the store to buy the Nerds.
As you do.
Right. And then it became a little bit of a habit, and maybe I got us in trouble one time for shutting the store down a little early.
Yeah. Well, the problem was he shut the store down 2 hours early, the lobby, just this so that he could like
before
clean
closing
it, so he
time.
Could get so he could get out of there faster, right? And then this guy comes and knocks on the door at like 9 o'clock at night, and he's like, and Rick's like, "Lobby's closed, go through drive-thru," and he's like, "Your sign says it's open till 11. And he's like, "That's wrong. We shut down at 9 every night." That guy was the owner. And after that, we were open till midnight.
Yeah.
Oh. Those were the days.
That's hilarious.
We should probably get to the climometer.
Well, there is no climometer.
Okay. Right. We should get to the Fast and Furious rating system.
The speedometer. I know, right? Nice. The tachometer. That's a thing, right?
Ooh, that's even better.
Odometer?
What?
Odometer.
The gas gauge?
Miles.
The chodometer?
No, the odometer is what records how many miles you have.
Right.
Sure.
Who said it didn't exist?
Right.
No, I said that definitely exists. And then I also proposed the chodometer, but...
Ryan, I don't know if we've talked about this, but...
That's super cool.
Andy keeps the words coming, so you can't even edit it out.
Right? And you wonder why I bitch about being the editor of this fucking podcast.
What I want to do this summer is I want to rank the Fast and Furious franchise against itself.
Okay, yeah.
I want to rank the movies.
I agree.
Which
makes this one's pretty anticlimactic.
This is the best one.
Because we all put it as the best one we've seen so far.
Right.
Yeah. And next week can only be the best or the second best.
Are we just going to do ranked order on this? We're not going to put it like 1 to 100 value. It's just...
Yeah, so here's what we'll do. We'll have Ryan's rankings, Rick's rankings, Bill's rankings, and then our combined rankings.
And maybe average. And our final episode, we will... We'll discuss. We'll discuss some things about.
I'm
at it.
I'm struggling how to record this, since I
just become just like facto. right now we just put a one next to Fast and Furious for all of us.
Just
each
make,
of us puts a one next to it, right?
Make a graph of 1 to 15. I don't know how many movies there are. And we'll just fill it in.
We'll just list. Yeah. So we'll list each movie and then we'll adjust it each week as we go to make sure we still have a one, and then we'll have a two, and then we'll have a 1, 2, and 3, and they can shift as we go through it. But then at the end, we'll have them all ranked in our order and an average ranking for the three of us.
Okay.
It'll be like a fantasy football ranking.
Oh, right.
Like an average draft position.
Okay. I have a framework that probably won't work, but we can record stuff and not lose anything.
Yeah, we can mess around with it. Yeah. That's
Ryan has Ryan has a frame won't work.
But can I – I want to put this out there. Since we're not rating this against anything yet and we're not putting it on the climometer, this is a good movie.
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
a fun movie to watch.
It's a this good, movie. It's ridiculous but entertaining.
This movie, I have seen this movie.
I understand, Ryan, you saying this movie is ridiculous. But
right. Well, in a context.
Maybe you ain't seen nothing yet.
In a context where we've not seen any other of this series, right. this right. movie is ridiculous.
This okay. movie, when I saw it in the theater, uh-huh. it made me leave the parking lot a little faster.
and a little furious.
Yep, yeah. And I also think that. I've seen this movie more than any of the other ones, so I haven't seen all of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've probably seen this movie, I would guess, 5 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in there.
It's about the same thing.
I'm in there, yeah.
And it's been years since I've watched it, and mm-hmm. boy, did it go down smooth.
yeah.
This
yeah.
is a great movie.
Like, it is a great movie.
It's like an 80 on the
meter. And can I say... I mean, this probably won't surprise you guys. It's an unpopular take. I love Vin Diesel.
Yeah, we have a drop of it if the drop machine ever gets fixed.
I don't love Vin Diesel per se, but Drink. I do like him in this movie. And I might like him in other movies, but I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
I don't, like yeah, no, I don't find him off-putting in this movie. Like, he plays the character mm-hmm. well.
We're not talking about any other Fast and Furious movies, but I do think that, like, this is where he's meant to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yep. I didn't, the Triple X movies were fine. Pitch Black is not for me, but people seem to love it.
I like Pitch Black. I like all three of those movies.
And he's fine. He's no, like, I wish, you know, you know who Vin Diesel isn't? He's not The Rock. Right. You know what I mean? The Rock is a cool dude. Like, he's in Jumanji, and
he's hit or miss for me, though.
He was cool when he was wrestling, and that's cool. But I think Vin Diesel is not, and I think that's what Vin Diesel should try and be, as a guy like The Rock, but I don't know.
That's you don't think he's trying to be The Rock every second of his entire life?
Well, The Rock didn't exist. I mean... The Rock was
now
a wrestler.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about now. I mean, I don't follow him anymore. And I don't know if they know each other or anything. So he might just be like liking his zhuzh.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, so Lycan, our next movie.
Lycan.
Okay, our next movie is the second released in the series.
Too
which
Fast.
Is called Too Fast, Furious. Too Furious.
Too Fast for y'all.
Right? Yeah. Too Fast, Too Furious. That's next. Now, from a standpoint of starting these watches for the summer, this is one I have never seen before sitting down to do this.
Me as well. I had not seen
this one. Rick's the only one that has seen Too Fast, Too Furious. So we will see... what happens in the future chronicles of Brian and Dominic.
Was that a Pitch Black reference?
His name is Dominic Toretto.
No, I know. You said chronicles, because like Chronicles of Riddick.
Oh, right. No, that just was a...
no.
That was just a happy coincidence at the
end. Got it. All right. Well...
Well, I think it about wraps it up for this week. I really want to thank all of the listeners out there. We really do appreciate you. Please take a minute to check out our socials. We are on Instagram at Miseducation of Bill. We are on Twitter at Miseducation of Bill. And please, please email us at miseducationofbill@gmail.com. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and like us on all of your favorite podcast apps. You can find us on all of the major apps, Spotify, Apple Music, and anywhere else you can find your podcast. A special thanks goes out to Wyatt Only and The Wreckage for letting us use their music on the podcast. You can find them on Spotify and at WOATW.com.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
Furious Summer.
Let's race on home and watch the next one.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Drink, 'cause we're all